This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Joan Cusack has a new ABC sitcom called What About Joan? This week on the series debut, Joan was stunned when her new boyfriend asked her to marry him.
Are you trying to break up with me?
What?
Is that a serious proposal?
Yes.
Why would you propose to someone after 9 dates? I'm not judging you. I'm just trying to get my bearings here.
I don't know. Look, Joan, since I met you, I'm a different man. I like it. I had to do something before I let me get away. Do you understand?
Nope. I want to, but I don't. Anything simpler?
Joan, I love you.
Okay, that's simpler. But see, we never said love before. That word should come before a proposal. There's an order to these things, you know, alcohol, sex, love, marriage.
Well, Joan, I think I should be allowed.
Separation, divorce, alcohol.
On this archive edition, we listen back to an interview recorded with Joan Cusack last year after she co-starred with her brother John Cusack in the film High Fidelity. She also worked with her younger brother in the films Say Anything, Gross Point Blank, and Cradle Will Rock. She's received Academy Award nominations for her roles in two comedies, Working Girl, in which she played a secretary, and In and Out, in which she played a woman who finds out that her fiancé is secretly gay, a secret he's even kept from himself. She also co-starred in Broadcast News. Let me ask you about one of the comic scenes that you're best known for, and this is the scene in Broadcast News in which you're the person who has to run down the hall from the office into the control room, delivering the video clips just a moment before it is due to be broadcast. Tell us how that scene was shot.
God, that actually is one of my favorite things I've ever done, that movie. I just think it's such a great film, but they shot it in lots of different pieces, and so it was like sort of a running scene that we were shooting all through the film. There was maybe 7 or 8 pieces of it that we did at different times, and it was, you know, and at the end of it, I remember they gave me a huge one of those horseshoe wreaths, like horses get at the end of a race. It was so cute and sweet.
We have a minute and a half. It's my responsibility to tell the control room and New York that we won't be ready.
We'll be ready.
In 84 seconds!
15 seconds!
Oh, God! You're saying, oh, God!
Lay it in, Bobby, back out.
They're gonna go up and the screen will be black, and they're gonna go to black because we're not there! What about careers, huh? We're not gonna make it!
Whoops!
Bobby,
Blair! You got it! Amazing, Blair! Go!
Asian kids, Russian.
Hey!
All right? Of course.
What was the trickiest part for you in that scene?
I think there was a part where they wanted me to slide under this filing cabinet, and they actually had like a stunt guy like helping me, and they sprayed silicone on the floor, and I had newspapers, and I had like knee pads on. They wanted me to get really close to the filing cabinet. And I remember the stunt guy at the time was kind of out there, like a little Hollywoody. And he was like, you've got to be the cabinet and then be underneath the cabinet. And, you know, I don't know what he was saying, but whatever. I just was like, all right, I'll just try that. And anyway, I think I got really close to the cabinet. So that it was a little scary, actually. But it was, you know, like my head did, like I almost hit it.
You got an Academy Award nomination for your role in Working Girl.
Mm-hmm.
You and Melanie Griffith played secretaries, and she is, through all these, you know, mistaken identity things, ends up becoming a kind of
Executive.
Executive, thank you, the word I was looking for. And so, particularly early in the movie, you both have really big hair.
Yeah.
How did you like yourself in this real teased high hair?
Well, I feel that it was like my kabuki performance. But honestly, the guy that did it, Roy Helland, he was the makeup and hair artist who'd worked with Liv Ullman for years and years and years. And he was a fascinating makeup art and hair artist. And he did the cool, I mean, it was such a, you know, I know this secretaries on the Staten Island Ferry had 20 minutes from going from Staten Island to Manhattan. And everyone was jammed in the bathroom. And we actually went and took the ferry, you know, when at work time, teasing their hair. And so it was a do you could do in 20 minutes. You know, they all came in just with their having showered and did their makeup and hair on the boat. And he just turned it into such a craft. He actually like bleached the bottom of my hair just a tiny little bit. So it just looked like it was fried, you know, not like it was, you know, a color that had grown out, but actually just fried hair. And then, I mean, I think now about doing that, I'm just so grateful he was so good. Because it was really just it was like totally enhanced. The character was the whole, you know, I barely had to do anything and it was funny.
My guest is Joan Cusack. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to our interview with actress Joan Cusack. In 1985 to 86, you were a cast member of Saturday Night Live. And were you out of college yet when you started
Yeah.
doing this? You were out of college?
Mm-hmm.
How long
mm-hmm.
out of college?
I actually had just gotten out of college.
So who else was in the cast with you during your year on Saturday Night Live?
Let's see, Nora Dunn and John Lovitz and Dennis Miller and Robert Downey Jr., and Randy Quaid, and Denitra Vance, and Damon Wayans.
You know, it's funny. It's really a terrific group of actors, and yet it's hardly considered one of the high points in the history of Saturday Night Live. I wonder why that is.
I don't think anyone watched it that year at all. And you know, it was they were going to cancel the show, actually, mm-hmm. that year, And Lorne Michaels, at the last minute, decided to come back. And I think maybe they had 2 months to kind of get everything together. And they sort of went with more sort of actory type people than comedians, I think, was part of their thinking. But no one kind of got a chance to sort of get to know each other mm-hmm. that much beforehand, I think. And it was all so fast. And suddenly you were, you know, doing this live show. And so I don't know if that was part of it, too.
Well, it certainly helped establish your identity as a comic actress.
Yeah.
Is that the identity you wanted, or did you want more dramatic parts, too?
You know, I'd grown up doing both, but I sort of had always, you know, in our house, sort of comedy was a really important value. We grew up watching Mel Brooks movies and Monty Python and Fernwood Tonight and Mary Hartman, and, you know, my dad always played the producers in the backyard every summer.
Oh, great.
It was just like, that was part of an important value that they were trying to pass on as comedy. So I think that was always in my heart. But, you know, I liked doing, you know, like diverse thing. I liked doing theater and more serious things, too.
In the recent film Runaway Bride, you were Julia Roberts' friend. You've played a bunch of best friend kind of parts. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if you like Eve Arden and the kind of prototypical best friend actors.
Yeah. I mean, I think Eve Arden did some great performances, really. And I actually have come to really like the best friend role. At first, I think because I did it in Working Girl 2 and I've done it before. And in Runaway Bride, I thought it wasn't really worth it for me to do it again unless I could sort of make it meaningful for myself in mm-hmm. some way mm-hmm. and really say, wait a minute, if I'm going to be the best friend, I want to be what a best friend really is, and like really say something to my friend that a best friend would say or behave in a way that was meaningful in that way. And in that way, the part became meaningful to me. And I think, you know, in general, I played a lot of character parts. And I found that to be a great kind of wonderful life as an actor because, you know, and I know it especially from John because he's always done kind of leading roles, that it's such a, there's such a pressure on you and it's such a demanding schedule. And there's something wonderful about being able to go in and do your part and show up and support the film and be part of the story and not have to carry the whole thing and then go home and, you know, be a leading lady in your real life. So I've been really kind of grateful for those parts. They've really fit my life really nicely.
Well, I wish you the best, and I thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, it's just a pleasure.
Joan Cusack recorded last year. Her new sitcom, What About Joan, premiered this week. Here's Cusack in a scene from the comedy In and Out, for which she received an Academy Award nomination. It's her wedding night, but the wedding has been called off because the groom has just admitted he's gay. She's drinking in a bar, wearing her wedding dress, talking with a tabloid reporter, played by Tom Selleck.
Will you sleep with me?
What?
3 years!
Oh, my God.
3 years of sunsets and long talks and loving, supportive friendship.
God.
This is my wedding night. I'm there. I'm ready. This is a medical condition.
Gee, thank you. But I can't.
What, are you married? Are you seeing someone? I don't care.
Well, no,
you're a man. I'm a woman.
I'm gay.